Hello, hey, how you doing? Is this a Miss Sonia?
Yes,
How you doing, Miss Sonia? My name is Nick. I'm the agent that's currently working your ticket for roadside, for your 1 mile tow. I was just calling back to let you know that I do have a provider for you, a high class tow and recovery. I'm just going to do your service, but they did state that it would be about 2 hours before they could have somebody headed that way. This looks like it might be the best option considering that all the rest of the providers that are in your area do not allow passengers.
2 hours?
Yes, ma'am.
Do I have to be present when they tow away the truck?
No, ma'am, you don't have to. You can opt for unattended tow. But if you do opt for unattended tow, then what I can do is, see, the reason that we do have to go with the 2 hour ETA is because of the passengers deal. It looks like on your ticket you're going to be a passenger. So just to accommodate you needing a ride, that's why we would have to go with the 1 hour. But if we're going to leave unattended and you don't need a ride, then we could probably try to see if we can get something lighter than that.
Okay, so if I do passengers, it's gonna take longer. Is that basically what you're telling me, right?
Correct. That's what it looks like. But
Okay,
also, I just want to
so
also let you know too. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I also just want to make it a point out to you that it also wouldn't be a guarantee. Even if you don't do the no passengers thing, just looks like all the ones that are in your area pretty much are backed up and busy and no and don't take passengers.
don't take passengers. Okay, so, my gosh. So if I were to get a towing truck on my own, would I get reimbursed?
You would have to probably reach back out to Mercury Insurance to find that out. We're not Mercury directly, so you would have to reach back out to them for that reimbursement consideration.
Gosh. Okay, so. Okay, no passenger, and then what do I need to just do I lock it up? What do I do?
Do you plan on leaving it unattended?
Yeah.
Okay,
Or
well.
can you because it has a spare, but it's not the size, the correct size, because my truck has 22s and I believe the spare is a 17. But I need to only drive it for 2 blocks. Would it be faster if I have someone just like go and change the tire? Because it's at Walmart, the tire shop, that they're not willing to change it.
Well, I can't tell you this. We wouldn't be able to change that tire for you if you don't have the correct spare for it. So it looks like the only place that we would be able to get you to would be probably to another tire shop besides the Walmart, that do accept your tire size.
But still, you said it's going to be a 2 hour wait, right?
Correct. So it looks like either way, you might just have to wait.
Okay, so if I just leave it there unattended, does it have to be locked? Does it what?
If you do leave it unattended, you do have to leave your vehicle doors unlocked. I mean, you do have to agree to a liability waiver that we can't be held responsible for any damages that could occur while it is being left unattended.
So it has to be unlocked.
Yes, ma'am, and the keys have to be inside so the provider can get to them. I do understand this might be a pretty difficult decision for you. Do you by any chance need to give us a call back, maybe?
Back the Mercury number, the one that I called.
Yes, ma'am. Once you make a decision, because what I can do is notate everything in your account, give you your ticket number, so when you did call back, you didn't have to go through the whole ordeal. You just have to let that agent know how you were choosing to proceed.
You know what? No, I'll go ahead and I'll have someone wait there with the vehicle.
Okay, so did you want to go ahead and accept high class towing's 2 hour ETA?
Oh, but you're saying that they won't give me a ride back, right?
Correct. Well, no, high class will. The 2 hour ETA is the provider that does allow passengers.
Okay,
Anybody
you know
else?
what? Yeah, let me gonna just give you a call back. I'm just a total mess. I can't think straight right now.
Okay. So that is fine. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry too. I'm just, like I said, I'm just a mess. I can't think straight. Mm-hmm. So you said if it's like no passenger, like if I leave it there unattended, it'll be less than 2 hours.
That's if we continue to search for a different provider outside of high class. I was saying a lot of them are pretty busy, so that's why I was saying I wouldn't be able to guarantee anything lighter as well.
Okay. So either way, it's just going to be the 2 hours. Yeah, because then I'm not going to have a like that. Yeah, I'm gonna have someone stay with the vehicle because, well, it's going to be me. Yeah, that's fine. I'll wait the 2 hours. Sure. I think you said first class or A class, you said?
High class, HYE. What I can do is, since you are okay with the 2 hour ETA, I'm gonna go ahead and reach back out to high class, get everything sent over to them so we can go ahead and get you in the system and taken care of. And then once I do that, you'll get a text message with their phone number and ETA. The phone number, just in case you do run into any changes or mishaps, you can give them a call directly, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna go ahead and get it taken care of for you, Miss Sonia. Did you have any other questions or comments for me?
No.
All right. I also wanted to ask you again, you did say that there was going to be somebody there with the vehicle. So you will not be leaving unattended, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. It looks like you're going to be all taken care of. I do apologize that it is going to be a lengthy ETA. We do strive for lighter ones, but unfortunately, we just can't guarantee, and I do apologize about that.
That's okay. I understand. It's not your fault.
Okay. It looks like you're all good to go here, Ms. Sonia, okay? So just be looking for that text message. It'll come to you in just a second, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. You take care and try to have a good day, okay?
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.